I'm Tommy McNeil. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump and the campaign of his Democratic challenger for the president, Joe Biden, on Sunday discussed on the state of the U.S. economy 8 weeks ahead of the November 3rd national presidential election. The Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, on the Fox News Sunday TV show, cited the drop in unemployment rate to 8.4% in August and the addition of 1.4 million jobs as evidence that the American economy, the world's largest, is recovering from the worst of the turmoil inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. He does acknowledge the U.S. economy still needs at least 7.5 million new jobs to regain its footing from March, when the jobless rate was at five-decade lows of 3.5%. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, a Democratic Joe Biden's running mate, told CNN that President Trump has been an abject failure and incompetent in handling the economy during the pandemic. She said that Mr. Trump only gauges how well the economy is doing based on how well rich people are doing. One in five mothers say that their kids under 12 are hungry. More than 50 million workers at one time or another have collected unemployment compensation in the U.S. this year. At least 289 people were arrested in Hong Kong Sunday during protest against the postponement of legislative elections. Those elections, originally scheduled to be held Sunday, are one of the few times Hong Kong residents get to cast ballots. Riot police shot rounds of pepper balls at protesters Sunday. Hong Kong police wrote in a Facebook post Sunday evening that 289 people had been arrested, mainly for gathering illegally. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader, Chief Executive Carrie Lam, announced in late July the city's election would be postponed for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News.